I'm Matty O'Boyle of Realear.com, and this entry is going to be for anybody who wants to play blues music, but in particular that kind of shuffle feel in blues music, which you hear a lot in the 12-bar blues, but you also hear it a lot in that kind of, I would say, almost older style. Don't hang me from a lamppost if it's not true, but in my mind, it's a kind of more older style of blues, which is like almost that one chord stuff, you know, where they're like, that kind of feeling, as well as shuffles, you know. That kind of shuffly stuff. So let's get into this. The first thing I want you to think about is everything is rhythm. So I don't care if you're playing the guitar, the piano, the saxophone, the flute, the fiddle, the mandolin, the banjo. It doesn't matter what instrument you're playing. You need to, if you want to get to where you're going and you want to get there faster too, it makes sense to spend some time working on percussion. You don't need a percussion instrument. You can sing all your rhythms. And here at Realear.com, we have a free ta-di-ta course. It's a whole audio course about learning how to do that. It's we kind of simplified Konokol, which is a rhythmic language from Indian classical music. So it would be a little bit more adaptable to Western music, which in most cases, especially in blues, rock blues, metal, punk, funk, jazz, all of it is just a lot more rhythmically simple than some of the Indian classical music. So anyway, do the course. It's on the website and it's free. That will help you not only establish and maintain a constant rhythm, which is basic to playing with any other musicians in any style of music, it will also help you internalize rhythm, the beat, where you are in terms of the beat, where your phrases start and where they end. If you're already a musician, this is, you're like, yeah. But if you're not, if you're just kind of getting going as a musician, you need to figure all this stuff out. So that course will help you get there fast. So there's a part of that course where we're going to subdivide the beat into three equal parts. And that's where we're going with this. So I'm just going to anticipate that. Now, let's get into the nuts and bolts. The beat, of course, is that periodical understructure of rhythm in any music. So by periodical, that means it repeats. It has a periodicity. And simply put, it's what you feel when you're tapping your feet along with music or clapping your hands or nodding your head, especially if you're a bass player, right? You're nodding your head along with the music. So that's the beat. And in a lot of kinds of Western music, like, you know, everything I already named, blues, funk, jazz, hip-hop, rock and roll, metal, punk, country music, bluegrass, whatever, probably the most important grouping of the beat is going to be into four beats. So if you study music, I guess that would be maybe where the bar goes when you write music. I don't really know, but I think so. So you're going to want to hear your music in terms of 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Could be slow. 1, 2, 3, 4. It doesn't matter how fast or slow it is. One of the primary organizing principles, not just in blues, but in most kinds of music, that modern kinds of music that you hear on the radio, would be groups of four is an important structural factor. So you have the beat, which is the simple, and then you want to take that and you want to group it into four. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, doesn't matter what style of blues you play, from anything that's super funked up blues all the way to, like, you know, what I played at the beginning, that you're gonna have to be conscious of groups of four beats. Okay, that's just so common. good. That's just laying the basic groundwork. Now we're going to subdivide each one of those beats in the group of four into three equal parts. Again, there's a whole course on this, so I'm just going to tell you the syllables I use in order to vocalize that subdivision is ta-kima. Ta-kima, 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 ta-kima. My ta is always on the beat. So essentially, my vocal syllable ta is replacing the numbers. One, two, three, four, ta, 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 ta. One, two, three, four, ta, 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 ta. And my ki and my ma are subdividing the beat into equal parts. So I would have ta-ki-ma, 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 ta-ki-ma. Right? There's three of my syllabic vocalizations for each strike of the beat. One, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three. That's how a lot of people do it, right? They go one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three. But I go ta-ki-ma, 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 ta-ki-ma. It's all the same. And some people have syllables like potato, potato, or something like that. But I use ta-ki-ma. Anyway, that's all. You need to be able to do that if you want to play any kind of this blues shuffly music, right? You have to be able to ta-ki-ma, 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 ta-ki. Rock steady. You got to be steady. You got to be able to do that for hours. If you can do that for hours with your voice, then you can pick up a note and go ta-ki-ma, 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 ta-ki-ma. Doesn't matter what note, doesn't matter what instrument you're playing. Ta-ki-ma, whoops, ta-ki-ma, 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 ta-ki-ma. Okay, you got to be able to do that. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to get into specifically what we're doing now, which is the blues and that shuffle feel. Now, one day, I kind of half figured it out and it half came to me. Like when you have a good idea and you've been thinking about something in the back of your mind. And I'm not going to say that I am the first person to discover this because there's so many people out there. But certainly I never heard anybody say this, that the blues, the basic kind of beat that we're going to go for is your heartbeat. It literally is your heartbeat. And years ago, I had a couple students that were doctors, and I checked this out with them, and they're like, "Yeah, yeah, yeah, that's right." You know, so you know, when I sung it to them, I was like, and we talked about the proportions that I'm talking about here in subdividing the beat into three equal parts and stuff. They're like, "Yeah, that's right." So that's anecdotal evidence that it really is your heartbeat. But anyway, it is your heartbeat. How does your heartbeat go? It goes boom, 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 boom. Right. So. What does that have to do with ta-ki-ma, 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 ta-ki-ma? Well, it has to do with the most important thing that you gotta feel when you're playing this kind of blues music is that the blues does not start on the one. Oftentimes, the underlying structure of whatever's going on starts before the one. What is the one? Well, that goes back to those groups of four we talked about. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Ta-ki-ma, ta-ki-ma. One, two, one, ta-ki-ma. One, me. I can't sing ta-ki-ma and the numbers at the same time, but one, two, three, four. Ta-ki-ma, ta-ki-ma, whoops. Ta-ki-ma, 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 ta-ki-ma. All right, so that one, two, three, four, the one is the one, right? But we're going to want to start the blues before the one. That's the first thing. And the second thing is ta-ki-ma is not the basic structure of the blues. You hear it all the time. You hear, which is ta-ki-ma, 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 ta. Ta-ki-ma, 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 ta. But I'm going to say that the basic, basic, basic underlying structure of the blues is not ta-ki-ma. It's, I'm not going to tell you. It's ta-ma, but it's not even ta-ma. But what is ta-ma? Ta-ma is take out the key. So instead of ta-ki-ma, ta-ki-ma, it would be ta-ma, 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 ta, right? One, two, three, four, ta-ma, ta-ma, ta. Ma-ta, 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 ma-ta. But even that is not the basic structure. The basic structure is start before the one, So you start on the ma. Three, it goes one, two, three, four. Ma ta, ma ta, ma ta, ma ta. So if you count one, two, three, four, that one should be a ta, but I'm actually starting on the ma before it. One, two, three, four. Ma ta, ma ta, ma ta, ma ta, ma ta, ma ta, ma ta. And that is the basic, most basic underlying supporting rhythmic structure of this kind of music. Ma ta. Boom, 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 boom. But the second boom is the one. The second boom is the beat. The second boom is the ta, 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 ta. One, two, three, four. Ma ta, ma ta, ma ta, ma ta. So now let's take two notes. Could be any two notes as long as the relationship between them is the same proportion. I really don't care which notes you pick, as long as that's the relationship. If you can't hear that relationship, go to the web apps and start doing some melodic dictations. So we're gonna actually just count this in. We're gonna count one. We're gonna count four, and then I'm gonna use this note and this note. One, two, three. Four. Ma ta, 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 ma. Let's make it up a little song. Three, four. Ma ta, 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 ma ta. There you go. Just messing around. So that's how you start, really, to either songwrite or improvise in blues. Same thing, songwriting and improvising. One just happens a lot faster than the other, right? So.
Mata, 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 mata.
Okay, good. So that's really where we're, you know, you need to just do that a lot. Then we can add another note. And these were my first two notes. And this is my next one. The one that sounds like this. Again, it doesn't matter what notes you're using, but you want the proportion between your second and your third to be that proportion. You want them to sound like that. You can start here. You can start here. Maybe you have an instrument that's a lot higher. You know, you could play. Who knows? I mean, where should I start? You want that proportion, okay? Because that's going to give you a whole blues song eventually, or actually more than one. So. One, two, three, four. Ma ta, ma ta. 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 Ma ta, ma ta.
Just making up combinations. Ma ta, ma ta. Ma ta, ma ta. Mata, mata.
Does that sound familiar? Starting to sound familiar. Okay, so I'm just making up little combinations. I have plenty of space there. I'm only really, I think, using two of the beats out of the group of four. And we heard at one point. Right? Takima, takima, takima. So let's now mix mata with takima. So you could have ma ta ma taki ma taki ma taki ma taki ma ta. Things like that. 1, 2, 3, 4. Ma ta ma ta. Ma ta ma ta. Ma ta ma taki ma taki ma taki ma taki ma ta. Ma ta ma ta. Ma ta ma ta. Ma ta ma taki ma taki ma taki ma taki ma ta. Ma taki ma ta. Ma taki ma ta. Ma taki ma taki ma taki ma taki ma ta ma ta. Ah, getting a little longer the phrase. Okay, so at the beginning I played, and I'm gonna play that in single notes. Whoops, made a mistake. And it should already be going on in your head what it is. Ma taki ma ta. Ma taki ma ta. Ma taki ma taki ma taki ma taki ma taki ma ta. Ma taki ma ta. Ma ta ma ta. Ma-ta-ma-ta-gi-ma-ta-gi-ma-ta-gi-ma-ta. All right, and there you have it. So the blues is going to start, to wrap up really, the blues is going to start before the one. It's going to start on the ma most of the time. So you can start your phrases on the ta, on the one, and that's a variation, right? So that's essentially what I'm doing here. Ma ta ki ma, whoops. Ma ta ki ma ta. Ta ki ma ta ki ma ta ki ma ta ki ma ta. Ma ta ma ta. Again. Ma ta ma ta. Look for it. Takima, 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 ta. So you hear that takima starts on the beat. And that just creates a little extra variation. Gives your listener something else to feel. But then I always go back to starting the main ideas before the one with the ma. And it could be matama or it could be matakima. Those are the two most common underlying rhythmic patterns in this kind of blues feeling. So have fun with that.